Welcome to tonight's candidate forum featuring the Estill County candidates for sheriff.
I would also like to take time to acknowledge the cooperation and support of our community of partners, including the Estill County schools, our local news and media outlets, the Citizens Voice and Times, the Estill Tribune, V99.3, 1550 WIRV, 100.7 The Coyote, and Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Tonight we're hosting the second of five forums leading up to the May primary. We appreciate each candidate's willingness to participate, and we thank each voter who has taken the time to come out tonight and hear what these candidates have to say. Our timekeeper tonight is Susan Hawkins. Thank you, Susan. Tonight's moderator is Angela Odefeld Osborne. Thank you, Angela. We appreciate it. And thank you for agreeing to moderate the second of our candidate forums. And at this time, would you please come to the podium? I'd like to give you a little bio about Angela. Angela is a Kentucky native, born and raised, and currently residing in Mount Sterling in Montgomery County. She has one daughter, a granddaughter, and a one-month-old grandson. Angela is traffic and billing manager and on-air personality at Pickup Country 104.9. She attended Morehead University and is a graduate of Alpha Bible College. Angela, a recent graduate of the Leadership Program, and served for 2 years as secretary of the Red River Chamber of Commerce. She is an advocate for local small businesses, locally grown food, and the local arts. Thank you, Angela.
And again, we are live at the Estill County High School for this, the second forum.
Good evening, and thank you, Teresa. Please note that the event sponsors and partners are conducting these forums as a community service, and they are not publicly endorsing any candidate. Also, please keep the following in mind. We ask that all cell phones please be silenced or turned off during the forum. We ask that audience members please be respectful of the facilities and refrain from bringing food or drinks into the auditorium. Restrooms are located outside the auditorium doors to the left. Please be respectful at all times. Verbal attacks on speakers by audience members or by other candidates will not be tolerated. We ask that audience members refrain from talking loudly or calling out during the forum. School board policy requires that no materials endorsing any candidate be displayed or distributed on school property. The order in which candidates speak tonight will be determined by random drawing. Once candidate order is determined, candidates will be introduced and then given 5 minutes in which to speak about their candidacy. Candidates should speak clearly and directly into the microphone provided so that live, online, and radio audiences are able to hear. At no time should a speaker refer to opposing candidates or opposing parties during his speech. This forum is not a debate. During each speech, the moderator will indicate when the speaker has 2 minutes remaining and signal when the time is up. Once every candidate has spoken, we will have a 5 minute intermission. When candidates return to stage, all candidates will have the opportunity to draw and answer a question submitted by the public and then pass that question to the rest of the candidate field. Each candidate's response will be limited to 1 minute, and candidates may answer questions in the order in which candidates' names were originally drawn. The powers and duties of sheriff. The sheriff's duties fall into four categories: tax collection, election duties, service to courts, and law enforcement. A sheriff spends the most time on civil duties as opposed to criminal or law enforcement duties. At this time, I'll go ahead and draw out our candidates. Ken White, would you please come up and take a seat?
You are listening to Pickup Country 104.9. This is live from the Estill County High School.
This is the Teddy Hunt.
This is the candidate forums.
Chris Flynn.
Do believe we're expecting six candidates tonight, judging by the chairs.
Terry Carroll.
Of course, our timekeeper for this evening, Miss Susan Hawkins, MC, Miss Angela Osborne.
And Kevin J. Cheney. Russell Doc Morris is unable to join us this evening, but will have an opportunity to participate in one of the upcoming candidate forums.
All right, so we have five candidates for sheriff tonight on both sides of the ticket. Again, this is a nonpartisan event.
At this time, we would like to have Ken White come to the podium, please. Your 5 minutes will begin. Tell us about your candidacy.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Ken White, and I'm a candidate for the position of sheriff. I want to thank you for allowing me to speak here tonight and let you know why I want to be your sheriff. After graduating the police academy, I have over 25 years of law enforcement experience, including over 14 as the chief of police in Ravenna. Some of you may know me from the Toys for Tots program, which I've headed for the last 20 years. In doing law enforcement and the Toys for Tots program, I have met and spoken to many, many people over the years. I've heard their concerns and their complaints. I want to make this a safe county to raise your children in and mine. I want the children and the parents to feel like they're being protected and it's going to be safe for them. I want to have a sheriff's department that will everyone will feel comfortable going to and where they expect their concerns to be taken seriously. The sheriff's department under my watch will be known for its dedication, its honor, and its integrity. Thank you.
That was Mr. Ken White, candidate for sheriff in Estill County. Ms. Angela Osborne coming back to the podium.
At this time, we'd like to have Teddy Hunt come to the podium.
Good evening. Thanks, everyone, for coming out. Thanks to all the other candidates for being here and all the folks that are putting on this forum tonight. So, you all know my name's Teddy Hunt. I'm the son of the late Douglas Hunt and Nanny Willis Hunt. I'm married to Missy Hunt, and I have four wonderful children. I currently work for Irving Municipal Utilities here in Irving, and before that, I served 8 years with Winchester Fire and EMS. And while working with Winchester Fire and EMS, I successfully ran a construction company here locally for 8 years where I managed several employees and also managed a budget. And I'm proud to say that I've served my community for 33 years in various organizations, such as the Estill County Fair Board for 20 years, a volunteer fireman for 33 years, and the Kentucky Association of Fairs and Horse Shows, where I serve as a zone director for our region. This endeavor has been in my plans for more than 10 years, and believe me and my family have thought several times and discussed it at our supper table whether this would be a fit for me and my family. And after all those discussions, we chose that it would be. And as you heard before we came up, the Sheriff's Department has four principal duties. And those duties are serve the courts, tax collection, election duties, and last but certainly not least is law enforcement. And with that being said, I feel it is important that the sheriff be formally trained in law enforcement training. I received my police certification through the Department of Criminal Justice Training at Eastern Kentucky University, and I have 3 years' experience as police chief with the city of Ravenna and 1 year as deputy sheriff for our current sheriff we have now. I know that the drug problem in Estill County is at epidemic proportions. We're losing too many people to drug overdoses and dying. And I feel that if we can reduce part of the drug problem here in the county, that we will eliminate a lot of the other issues with the other crimes throughout our community. Another issue that sits close to my heart is school safety. I have chosen to live in Estill County and raise my children here and have them educated. Thus far, I've had 3 children graduate from the Estill County High School and still have 1 son who attends Estill County Middle School. So I too have the concerns of our children at heart. I hope to work with the school board and the school resource officer and promise to do what I can to help with these issues. I will actively seek funding for the Sheriff's Department through grant writing and other resources to provide the Sheriff's Department of Estill County a better opportunity to provide for these services. So with that being said, the only promise I can make you is hard work and dedication if I'm elected as sheriff. Thanks.
All right, this is Mr. Teddy Hunt, candidate for Estill County Sheriff.
Thank you, candidate Teddy Hunt. At this time, we'd like to have Chris Flynn come forward.
Good evening. I would like to take a minute to thank each of you for coming out tonight, our listeners on the radio, and everyone watching at home. I would also like to thank all of the organizations that have put these forums together. I am the son of Glendale and Brenda Flynn. I am married to Ashley Flynn, and we have two children, Tinley and Colton. I honorably served our country in the United States Marine Corps for 8 years and reached the rank of Staff Sergeant. I served as a reconnaissance Marine with both 2nd and 3rd Reconnaissance Battalions. I deployed once to Operation Iraqi Freedom and twice with the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit on board U.S. naval ships overseas. Since January of 2013, I have owned and operated Flynn's Auto Service. Running for sheriff is something I've been planning to do ever since I was old enough to remember. I've always felt a calling to serve others. Early in my Marine Corps career, when I began the process of becoming a reconnaissance Marine, we were required to memorize the Reconnaissance Creed. It is a 5-paragraph set of core values that you were to follow. I would like to share this creed with you now because this is something I continue to follow in all aspects of my life. R, realizing it is my choice and my choice alone to become a reconnaissance Marine, I accept all challenges involved with this profession. Forever shall I strive to maintain the tremendous reputation of those who went before me. E, exceeding beyond limitations set down by others shall be my goal. Sacrificing personal comforts and dedicating myself to the completion of the reconnaissance mission shall be my life. Physical fitness, mental attitude, and high ethics, the title Recon Marine is my honor. C, conquering all obstacles, both large and small, I shall never quit. To quit, to surrender, to give up is to fail. To be a reconnaissance Marine is to surpass failure, to overcome, to adapt, and to do whatever it takes to complete the mission. O, on the battlefield, as in all areas of life, I shall stand tall above the competition. Through professional pride, integrity, and teamwork, I shall be the example for all Marines to emulate. N, never shall I forget the principles I accepted to become a reconnaissance Marine. Honor, perseverance, spirit, heart. A recon Marine can speak without saying a word and achieve what others can only imagine. After learning this creed and going through the strenuous courses to become a reconnaissance Marine, I truly began to see that it was powerful words of wisdom to follow. Whether I was swimming the 10-mile swim at the Marine Combatant Diver Course, parachuting out of a C-130 at night with full combat gear, or rescuing an Air Force fighter pilot out of Libya that had to eject due to engine failure, I always remembered the creed, conquering all obstacles, both large and small, I shall never quit. Many times as a business owner, I have fallen back to this creed as well. Whether I was working till 3 in the morning, tracing down a broken wire on a vehicle, crunching financial numbers to ensure that all the bills and employees were paid, or winching submerged tractors out of ponds with my wrecker, I always remembered the creed. To overcome, to adapt, and to do whatever it takes to complete the mission. If elected as your next sheriff, I can promise you that I will bring these core values to the office and instill them in my deputies. I believe in policing the way Andy Griffith did, but I have also seen firsthand that the world is violent and we need to ensure that all of our officers are fully trained and equipped and ready to respond to the types of tragic situations happening around us. I am fully confident that with my experiences as a Marine and being a successful business owner, that I'm fully qualified to be your next sheriff. My plan when starting this campaign was to go with a crawl, walk, run approach. I just recently began the run phase with my door-to-door campaign, and I would like to ask each and every one of you for your vote and support to give me the chance of serving you as your next sheriff. Thank you.
That is Mr. Chris Flynn, candidate for Estill County Sheriff. You're listening to live forums.
Thank you, candidate Chris Flynn. Next, we'd like to call to the podium Terry Carroll.
And this is live from the Estill County High School.
Good evening. I'm Terry Carroll, Democrat candidate for sheriff. I would like to thank the organizers of this event tonight. Currently, I am employed with Lockheed Martin, but most importantly, I am a former deputy sheriff. During my employment with the Sheriff's Department, I gained experience and knowledge of the duties and responsibilities I performed in all aspects of the job, from serving warrants to testifying in murder trials and obtaining convictions. The Sheriff's Department contains a vast amount of responsibilities. 90% of you that are in attendance tonight will only need the Sheriff's Department during tax collection. The other 10%, but we do not know which 10%, may need the Sheriff's Department for many other different reasons. This may be a traffic accident, may be a theft or a robbery. It may be an event, even be something very severe. But what I will tell you, as your next sheriff, I will respond to the emergency calls that come from the dispatch center. I will be hands-on and active in my community. I will do whatever is possible to decelerate the criminal activity. I will investigate all criminal activities to a satisfactory conclusion for all involved. I will work to recover possessions from thefts and burglaries. I will work diligently to convict those responsible for crimes against you. I will also work with our local, state, federal agencies to provide mutual aid when needed. Secondly, Estill County has a drug epidemic. It is sad to say, but this affects every family in our county. And I am asked daily, what can we do? As your next sheriff, I will be patrolling the county. I will continue to talk with the citizens about the problems you have in your neighborhoods. I will have an open door policy, and I will be approachable. I will hold our conversations confidential. I will enforce the laws. I will work with local, state, federal agencies to find solutions for our drug problems. I encourage an increase in rehabilitation services for those with addictions. In addition, I would like to see occupational opportunities for those recovering from substance abuse. I believe in teaching those recovering new skills for a trade or a career that would create income and stability, giving them new purpose in their lives. In conclusion, as your next sheriff, I will promote open communications and support between our school system and the Sheriff's Department. I want to emphasize the words protect and serve to our students. Our students should feel safe. Students must not be afraid to speak and be heard by law enforcement officers. I want to work toward prevention of any criminal incident in our school system. I will work diligently with all officials to be prepared in case of an incident. I want to bring the meaning of respect your officers back to Estill County as well. Thank you for your support. I look forward to serving the citizens of Estill County.
There's Mr. Terry Carroll. Found out he's a Democrat candidate there. He did make that announcement at the beginning.
Thank you, candidate Terry Carroll. Next, we'll call to the podium Kevin J. Cheney.
Again, you are listening to the live forums here from the Estill County High School.
My name is Kevin J. Chaney, and I'm seeking the office of Estill County Sheriff. If I seem a little nervous, it might be kind of ironic, because I am. I've been in the public service for 25 years, or a little over, in different avenues. I've spent over half my life telling people what Jesus Christ can do for you as your Savior. But for now, I want to take a few minutes and tell you what I can do for you as your sheriff. We've all heard the sad news about our churches and our schools being attacked and many lives lost and many being injured. If elected as your sheriff, I'll encourage each church to provide me with your address, with your service times. Myself and my deputies will randomly patrol these areas in an effort to deter criminal activity that might be directed toward our church members while they are in service. We have to get ahead of what's happening in our country and in our state, in our counties. We have to make a start somewhere. If we don't make changes, then there's no change going to be made. Last year, there were 117 church members killed while in their churches. If you hire me to be your sheriff, I plan to make a difference and try to deter that kind of activity before it hits home. We have to make a start somewhere. I'll offer my full support to the Board of Education in providing any services necessary to ensure that safety measures are being met to protect our children and our staff in our schools. This will be my top priority. There's nothing that goes through the Sheriff's Department that is more important than the safety of our children and our staff during the school day. And if I'm out serving warrants, serving papers, whatever it might be, I will ensure our schools are safe first before any other activities are taking place in my office. I met with Mr. Saylor in his office recently, and we discussed in length about his desire to get help from the Sheriff's Department. Only got 2 minutes left, and I haven't even started. We discussed in length. I asked him, I said, if I'm sheriff, would it be okay with you if I come in and check with your principals, your teachers? He said, come in. Don't just spend time in the parking lot. Come into schools. I said, I'll be there. He said, if you do, I'll buy you lunch. We also discussed in length, and I know our county is suffering in financial ways right now, but as soon as our county gets to where that it can afford it, I will be on the judge's door knocking for an additional SRO. One man over five schools with all the students that we have can't possibly cover every school and every student. So that is something I will fight diligently for, is to get more security officers in our schools. I'll search for ways to reduce the huge impact drugs are having on our county. I'll reach out to those who want help with their addiction and find the ways they can receive the help that they need. I've been attending some of the local groups here in town. Hope for the Ragamuffin is one of them. It's a drug recovery. I've never been an addict. I've never been a drunk. Many of us have, or many others have. By the end of the day, we're all human beings, and we all need help in some way. There are people who are looking for help, and they don't know where to look. I will invite All those who may want their help to get off the drugs, come to my office. I'll be there for you.
Thank you.
All right. That was Kevin Chaney, candidate for Estill County Sheriff.
Thank you, candidate Kevin J. Chaney. At this time, we're going to take a short break, give the candidates a chance to move around before we start with our pre-screen questions.
And, of course, folks, you are listening to the Estill County Public Forums. This was kind of the brainchild of, I guess, what happened about 4 years ago when the Actioneers participated and made this happen before. And, of course, we are very pleased to be here tonight. We were glad to be invited and allowed to take place and be a part of tonight's events. Of course, if you are listening by way of radio, don't forget that we will be re-airing this particular forum this coming Wednesday starting at 1 o'clock. It'll be a special edition of Come On Home. And, of course, we would absolutely love for you to be a part of that as well. And you can tune in, of course, at 1 o'clock. And join us this coming Wednesday for a re-air of tonight's program. Again, a little odd to have an intermission for radio here. We're not going to kick it back to the studio. We're going to keep it right here live. We have about 5 minutes here, hopefully about 4 minutes now. And then we're going to begin the question and answer portion of tonight. And that should be rather interesting. I think the question and answer portion is my favorite portion of the festivities. Because basically what will happen is each candidate will take a turn drawing out a random question, and then each candidate will have a minute to answer that question. Of course, our timekeeper tonight is Miss Susan Hawkins, and our MC of the night is Miss Angela Osborne, who you know from WSKV 104.9, Bluegrass Breakout. And, of course, if you ever come in the office, you'll meet Miss Angela there at the studio in Stanton. She hails from Montgomery County, so she has no dog in this election as far as that goes, and was pleased to be asked to participate in tonight's public forum. Again, we appreciate the Actioneers. If you'd like to go to the Estill Action Group Facebook page, you can check it out live. We are streaming that live there from the venue here. And also, you can go to the WSKV FM page. If you're more used to going there for some reason, and we have shared that post over. Again, Miss Caitlin Powell back at the studio right now. We appreciate her very much and her holding down the home fort, as it were. We do expect tonight to last till about 8 o'clock. We might end up just a little bit shy based on the number of candidates and looking at the current time. So we may be wrapping up somewhere around 7:30, 7:45. But again, very pleased that you've joined us this evening. We should have about 3 minutes until we resume the Estill County Political Forum this evening. Again, this is a nonpartisan forum, so you're going to hear from Republicans and Democrats both. Their seating assignment was chosen at random by a draw. There is one candidate that is not here tonight, but the other five are here tonight, and the additional candidate will have an opportunity to speak at one of the coming forums. He couldn't be here tonight due to health, so... Again, very pleased to be out here in Estill County at the Estill County High School. We love informed voters at WSKV. Speaking of informed voters, I am aware now that both the Powell County Democrats and Powell County Republicans have forums now scheduled for their candidates. We will be bringing you the Democrat forum for sure. Hopefully the Republican forum, we're trying to get that worked out. The Democrat forum will be on April the 13th. And as I understand it, I believe it's at the high school. But, again, I'm not going to completely jump on that. You should be able to find it on the Powell County Democrats page on Facebook. Same thing with Republicans. Theirs is on the 14th of April. And I believe it's going to be at Brookside Cottages, the main office there in Powell County. Again, that's the Powell County Democrat and Republican forums. They do not have a nonpartisan forum. We attempted that some years back, and unfortunately we did not get the turnout that we were quite looking for. In Powell County, they tend to stay along the party lines pretty strongly. So, again, it's very exciting to see here in Estill as they have completely torn down party lines and are looking to hear for the best person for the job. And I always think that's really cool because I know in my experience, I don't vote all one way or all the other. I fancy myself an independent as far as that goes, but of course when it comes to registering, you don't get to vote in any local elections if you're not registered something. So unfortunately it's kind of a situation in our two-party system that we have. And it does look like we may be getting ready to resume as Angela Osborne, our MC, is making her way back towards the mic here. Again, looking hopefully to resume our forum. All of our candidates have taken their places back on stage, so we should be resuming here shortly. Again, I do appreciate all of the organizations making tonight's broadcast possible here on WSKB, as well as the re-air that will be during Come On Home this coming Wednesday. Now, this is the second of five political forums. There was some question whether next week there is one. I'm not sure right off. I'll double-check my calendar before the close of broadcast here and see if I can shed some
light. At this time, we'd like to have Ken White come forward and choose at random a question submitted by the public.
Again, that is Miss Angela Osborne, our MC.
Okay, for candidate Ken White, this question is, with the jail being closed, do you see the prisoner transport issue affecting the duties of the sheriff's office? And if so, how might you deal with it?
Can I see the question, please?
Yes. Okay, with the jail jail being closed, I know the Sheriff's Department will have the responsibility of actually transporting a few prisoners here and there, but as of right now, I think what they have planned is for the jail staff or getting transport officers to do that job for us. I know during court days, they are overwhelmed, so the Sheriff's Department will have to make some transports at that time. And doing that will take us out of the county for just a little bit. But I think for the most part that the jail staff will be doing that, most of the transports for them. And there is a possibility the jail may open back up, and that will take care of that problem itself. Thank you.
And again, that was candidate Ken White on our first question.
Thank you, candidate Ken White. At this time, we'd like Teddy Hunt to come up to the podium and answer the same question. With the jail being closed, do you see the prisoner transport issue affecting the duties of the sheriff's office? And if so, how might you deal with it?
I don't think it's affected the Sheriff's Department as much as people would think. By state law, the Sheriff's Department is required to transport certain prisoners. But by the jail being closed, it's not put any more burden on the Sheriff's Department that I know of as of now. But whatever is required by law for the Sheriff's Department to do, I'll work diligently to make sure we transport and take care of it.
Thank you, candidate Teddy Hunt. At this time, we'd like Chris Flynn to come forward and answer the same question. With the jail being closed, do you see the prisoner transport issue affecting the duties of the sheriff's office? And if so, how might you deal with it?
I don't think that the jail being closed is going to really affect anything else or as far as the prisoner transport, because with the new plan that the judge and the transport officers have in act right now, I believe it is honestly going to save the county some money. But as far as that, I mean, like I said, firsthand, when my father was sheriff, I can remember him being gone almost all day of the week or whatever, transporting juveniles all over the county and stuff like that. So, I mean, if this jail needs help, I'm all about helping them. Because like I said, at the end of the day, it's about accomplishing the mission, whatever we got to do to make sure it's done. Sheriff's office is 24/7, 365. So like I said, if the jail needs any help, all they got to do is call me and I'd be there. Thank you all.
Right. Candidate Chris Flynn.
Thank you, candidate Chris Flynn. Next, we'll have Terry Carroll come to the podium and answer the same question. Do you need it repeated?
Okay. I think we're all pretty much in agreement with the same. The transporting is a big part of the Sheriff's Department. Some distances are farther than others. The only real problems, some days courts are busier than others. And it'll take the sheriff or the deputies, whoever you transport, out of the county for an extended period of time. But other than that, like I said, it's part of the duties of the sheriff, and just have to make through with it until we can figure out what they're going to do with the jail.
Thank you, Candidate Terry Carroll. At this time, we'd like to have Kevin J. Cheney come to the podium and answer the question about the jail being closed.
Would it affect the duties of the sheriff's office with the jail being closed? When I was deputy sheriff before, the jail was closed for a short time. As far as the deputies making arrests, I don't believe it will affect that, or it shouldn't. As far as transports go, we have to do what we have to do. When it comes to transporting prisoners, they have to go to court. We have to go get them. It's an inconvenience in some ways, but I know it costs a lot of money. When I was deputy jailer, I was familiar with some of the things that the jail had to pay for. Medication, emergency room visits, meals, everything. It all comes from the taxpayer's dollar. Hopefully our county will be able to turn around and open our jail back up. It's easier for the deputies. And if it's easier for deputies, it'll be easier for the sheriff. But whatever is needed, we'll have to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Candidate Kevin J. Cheney. At this time, we'd like to have Candidate Teddy Hunt come forward and select a question.
Again, if you're just tuning in, this is the live forums, political forums for sheriff.
Please prioritize three of the most important problems that you want to combat if elected sheriff. Why are these priorities for you?
As I said a while ago when I introduced myself, number one priority is our safety of our children. They're a priority to anyone. Number two would be the drug problem. And number three, yeah, I think if we eliminate a lot of the drug problem, we eliminate a lot of the other crimes of breaking and entering and stealing. So I think those would be the three.
Thank you, Candidate Teddy Hunt. At this time, we'd like Chris Flynn to come forward. The question is, please prioritize three of the most important problems that you want to combat if elected sheriff. Why are these priorities for you?
Three of the problems that I kind of see is in the county, and like I said, I know every one of us is going to say the same thing, the drugs. Which that's not only affecting our county, I mean, that's facing our country, that's nationwide. But drug rehab programs is another big priority of mine. And I believe that the school safety issues are definitely concerns. And folks, the types of training that I've had to do in the Marine Corps is not just your average, everyday types of training. I believe that these guys need to be further on trained as far as in weapon tactics, room clearing procedures, and so on. So those training in general is a big thing that I'm wanting to bring to the sheriff's office. Anybody can go out here and shoot on a target range, on a circle, and qualify. How about go run a mile, then go qualify on that same target, and have to identify a hostile target versus a non-hostile target? Those are the types of things that people aren't thinking. Thank you.
Thank you, Candidate Chris Flynn. At this time, we'd like Terry Carroll to come forward and answer the question. Please prioritize three of the most important problems that you want to combat if elected sheriff. Why are these priorities for you?
Three most important problems to me are the drug activity, school safety, and answering the calls. The drug activity leads to several different situations as far as thefts, break-ins, all that. School safety that's going on. Drugs make it into the schools too. And third, calls. Calls people are making for service, for help. 911 calls, any assistance calls that you get from whether it's accident, just any question. That would probably be one of my main priorities, answering the calls.
Thank you, Candidate Terry Carroll. At this time, Kevin J. Cheney, if you would come forward. Same question. Please prioritize three of the most important problems that you want to combat if elected sheriff, and why are these priorities for you?
As I mentioned a while ago, top priority, safety for our children in our schools.
That goes without saying. Secondly would be the safety in our churches. Thirdly would be our drug problems. We must be more aggressive on our drug problems, our drug situations. People driving under the influence of drugs and alcohol. I will, as your sheriff, conduct sobriety checkpoints in accordance to state police protocol in an effort to get people off the roads that should not be driving on the roads. I feel like that is an important part. Children's safety, church safety, and our drug problems. We've got to do something about our drug problems, and we have to get ahead of what's coming and what we've been seeing when it comes to the safety of our children, our staff, and our schools, and people in our churches. Thank you.
Thank you, candidate Kevin J. Cheney. At this time, we'd like to have Ken White come forward and answer the same question. Please prioritize three of the most important problems that you want to combat if elected sheriff, and why are these priorities for you?
Number one would be the drug problem, because they almost affect every family in Estill County. Number two would be also the school system safety for our children and our grandchildren. Number three was law enforcement, start answering all calls and try to get the public to actually trust in law enforcement. So when they need something, they don't feel like they can't call us or we don't take their concerns seriously. I want everybody to understand that we will take every call seriously, and their concerns will be the Sheriff's Department's concerns. Thank you.
Thank you, candidate Ken White. At this time, we'd like to have Chris Flynn come forward and select a question.
And again, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is the live broadcast of the Estill County Political Forum.
If elected, how do you plan to recruit and retain deputies as openings arise?
The big thing with recruiting and retaining deputies was just, it goes back to, I know I keep going back to my Marine Corps career experiences, but after my first 4 years, you got to have incentives to keep these guys there. You can't just keep paying them $5 an hour. I'm not saying that's what they're paying them, but we got to show them incentives to actually work. And they're going out putting their lives on the line. We've got to do our part to make sure that we're training them and keeping them, because at the end of the day, like I tell everybody, it's all about everybody coming back home to their families. And that's the big thing is I believe that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, candidate Chris Flynn. At this time, we'd like to have Terry Carroll come forward and answer the same question. If elected, how do you plan to recruit and retain deputies as openings arise?
I would try my best to recruit deputies here from the county, being how they know most of the people in the county, know their way around the county, and it would be a lot easier on them. With the budget restraints, it may be hard to give any kind of incentives for them or anything, and the pay, just have to do the best we can till we can get these budget problems lined out with that, or before we can offer any real incentives to keep them here. But I would try my best to recruit them here in the county if I could. And knowing most of the kids growing up and keeping in touch with the younger generations and stuff, I think that'd be the easiest way to go and probably the best and most efficient.
Thank you, candidate Terry Carroll. At this time, we'd like Kevin Cheney to come forward. If elected, how do you plan to recruit and retain deputies as openings arise?
As deputies' needs arise, we'll have to be on the same page. I'll not look for a deputy who's just wanting to show up, get paid, and go home. This is a job interview. I'll interview those candidates or those applicants for deputy sheriff, and they'll have to be suitable to me. When I was deputy sheriff, there was a structure fire. I ran into the house. No one was there, luckily. I will hire, and I expect a deputy. If I run into a house, he'll run into a house too, and it's burning. And in order to keep them, again, financial constraints, we'll have to do something. I'll look for grants. I'll do whatever I can to find ways. If it's a money situation, I'll do what I can. But we have to have people that's willing to serve the people who's paying you salary.
Thank you, candidate Kevin J. Cheney. At this time, we'd like to have Ken White come to the podium and answer the question. If elected, how do you plan to recruit and retain deputies as openings arise?
Well, first of all, you have to recruit deputies that want to work and that's going to use common sense in applying their during their duties. You make sure that they know they're appreciated when they come in. Give them a pat on the back. Let them know that you appreciate them. That goes a long way. If they have families in the county, they're going to be more apt to work harder to show their pride in their work. And I think the sheriff's department needs to work with the county judge, reference the budget, and try to get them raises whenever possible. Thank you.
Thank you, candidate Ken White. At this time, we'd like to have Teddy Hunt come forward and answer the question. If elected, how do you plan to recruit and retain deputies as openings arise?
Recruitment's not an issue, I don't think. I think there's several young people in our community that would love to work for the Sheriff's Department and would do a good job. Retention's the problem, and it all falls back to funding people. We've got to figure out ways to fund it better and try to keep them here. You can't blame the young people for going to other places to better support their families. But hopefully through grants and hopefully our county will get out of the financial slump we're in soon, and we can hold them back. Thanks.
Thank you, candidate Teddy Hunt. At this time, we'd like to have Terry Carroll come forward and select a question.
And again, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is Pickup Country 104.9 FM live at the Estill County High School.
How would you handle a situation where someone asks you in your official capacity as sheriff to do them a personal favor?
Well, as an elected official, you can't do personal favors. It's unethical, for starters, and you can't be doing that kind of stuff, because if you do it once, they'll be expecting it twice, and then so forth and so on. You can't be doing special favors for anyone, so you'd have to deny them.
Thank you, candidate Terry Carroll. At this time, Kevin J. Cheney, if you'd come to the podium and answer the question, how would you handle a situation where someone asks you, in your official capacity as sheriff, to do them a personal favor?
I don't think that we would be in a position to do personal favors for anybody. As a person, if they needed something that, you know, might be of help to them as a person, but doing favors for someone who may be trying to get out of trouble, trying to get out of a ticket, trying to do this or that, we're not in that capacity, and it happens. We're not there for that. But now, from one human to another human, if he needed something to eat, I'd get him something to eat. You know, that's what we, that's, we're not just here to bang heads and throw people in jail. We're human beings, and we have to serve the people. We're human. But now, if somebody's in trouble or looking at trouble and they wanted a personal favor, hey, once you're in my car and you're arrested, you're gone. You're being incarcerated. I'm not going to take you down the road and set you out somewhere when nobody can see you. That's not right. It shouldn't be that way. As your sheriff, it's not going to happen.
Thank you, candidate Kevin J. Cheney. At this time, we'd ask that Ken White come forward and answer the question, how would you handle a situation where someone asks you, in your official capacity as sheriff, to do them a personal favor?
Well, this answer would be short and sweet. During my tenure, will be treated the same. No one will ever receive special treatment. That's a simple answer I've got.
Thank you, candidate Ken White. At this time, we'd like Teddy Hunt to come forward and answer the same question. How would you handle a situation where someone asks you, in your official capacity as sheriff, to do them a personal favor?
Just as the rest of them have said, you can't pull favors for anyone. You do your job by the letter of the law and just do your job. That's all we can do.
Thank you, candidate Teddy Hunt. At this time, Chris Flynn, if you'll come forward and answer the same question.
Going back to the Reconnaissance Creed, through professional pride, keyword integrity, there would be no special favors. I've often said it at the garage, no matter if it's my brother, sister, dad, aunt, uncle, anybody, you break the law, then you got to pay the price. Thank you.
Thank you, candidate Chris Flynn. At this time, we'd like to have Kevin J. Cheney come forward and select a question.
And if you're just tuning in, this is Pickup Country 104.9.
The question is, the sheriff's duties fall into four categories: tax collection, election duties, services to courts, and law enforcement. In your opinion, which is the most important duty of a sheriff?
Well, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, the law enforcement aspect would probably be one of top duties. As I mentioned a while ago, tax collection, it's needed. Election duties, service to the courts, it's all important. It's all necessary. But we have to enforce the law as well. If we can't enforce the law, if we can't protect our citizens, if we can't protect our children, what else is going to matter? It doesn't matter if we get all of the tax money in. It doesn't matter if we everybody's protected inside the courtroom and prisoners are transported. If we can't protect our people, then what else counts? And that's probably one of my strongest points here tonight, is the safety of our people, especially our children. We have to look at that, I believe, above anything else.
Thank you, candidate Kevin J. Cheney. At this time, we'd like to have candidate Ken White come forward and answer the same question. The sheriff's duties fall into four categories: tax collection, election duties, services to courts, and law enforcement. In your opinion, which is the most important duty of a sheriff?
They are all important due to the sheriff's, for the sheriff's duties. But I think law enforcement would be the most important, because this is where we actually get to protect and serve the citizens and the children. We get to try to take care of them. Anytime they have a complaint, we get to answer it and hopefully solve the problem. So law enforcement would be the most important, in my opinion.
Thank you, candidate Ken White. At this time, Teddy Hunt, if you'll come forward and answer the same question. The sheriff's duties fall into four categories: tax collection, election duties, services to courts, and law enforcement. In your opinion, which is the most important duty of a sheriff?
As I said when I introduced myself a while ago, there's four categories, and law enforcement was listed as last, but it's far, far from being the least important. I feel as most of the rest of them up here do, law enforcement is the most important.
Thank you, candidate Teddy Hunt. At this time, we have Chris Flynn answering the same question.
All right, I believe that law enforcement also is the most important, but I also believe that we can also be proactive instead of reactive in enforcing that. We need more community policing. We need officers to go up here at the park and be role models and leadership by example for these kids, and not just sit back and, you know, be reactive to it. I've been running a lot here lately up and down these roads. You can't even go nowhere without seeing needles all over the sides of the roads. And if we don't do nothing, if we don't try, we're never going to solve these problems, but we got to try. And law enforcement, I believe, is where we need to start at. Thank you.
Thank you, candidate Chris Flynn. At this time, we have Terry Carroll come forward. The question is, the sheriff's duties fall into four categories: tax collection, election duties, services to courts, and law enforcement. In your opinion, which is the most important duty of a sheriff?
While all four are important duties of the Sheriff's Department, law enforcement by far is the most important. Like we've all said up here and stated already, you can't pull off the side of the road and get out without seeing needles somewhere, some type of drug paraphernalia somewhere, and it's just destroying our kids in the county. So, yes, law enforcement is the main part.
Thank you, candidate Terry Carroll. At this time, we'll start back at this end with candidate Ken White. What kind of law enforcement training have you received to date?
I've had over 25 years law enforcement experience. I've graduated the police academy, and I still continue to receive extensive training each and every year from them. I've had many years of service on the job. Not only do you learn from the training you get, but you actually learn from being on the street, talking to different people, finding out their concerns, and every problem cannot be solved the same way. So you actually learn on the street also. Thank you.
Thank you, candidate Ken White. At this time, we'd have Teddy Hunt come forward and answer the same question. What kind of law enforcement training have you received to date?
I did graduate basic training at Eastern Kentucky University. I had 4 years experience in law enforcement, and three of that being in supervisory position as police chief in the city of Ravenna.
Thank you, candidate Teddy Hunt. At this time, we'd like Chris Flynn to come forward and answer the same question. What kind of law enforcement training have you received to date?
It's going to be easy. None. But just a few weeks ago, there was a state trooper, after I put my first sign up out on Richmond Road, he calls me. It's Sunday afternoon. He says, Chris, are you running for sheriff? I said, yeah. He said, I'm glad you're running or whatever, because he said, we need somebody like you. And I got to talking to him or whatever, and he said, you know, he said, I was in the Marine Corps myself. I went through the academy. But he said, what I learned in the Marine Corps furthered me and prepared me for this job better than anything that I learned in the academy. So with that being said, I don't have any experience, but I do have 8 years as a Marine. And I did reach the rank of an E6, which was a staff sergeant. And two of those ranks was meritoriously promoted. So I didn't just send around. I did do a whole lot of training. And if we had more than a minute, I could go on and on about all the different things. So thank you.
Thank you, candidate Chris Flynn. At this time, we'd have Terry Carroll come forward. What kind of law enforcement training have you received to date?
The law enforcement training that I have to date is a little less than 4 years of on-the-job training. In the state of Kentucky, you do not have to be a certified law enforcement officer to be a sheriff. That's all the training that I have. Thank you.
Thank you, candidate Terry Carroll. At this time, we'd have Kevin J. Cheney come to the podium. What kind of law enforcement training have you received to date?
Most of my training has been on the job. My experience is deputy sheriff. I graduated academy for bailiff, and I was also employed with the Honorable Miss Heather Combs and assisted her in her office duties when she was county attorney. There are several of us running for candidate, or running for sheriff. Some who've never been in uniform, some who've been in uniform for several years, and there's others of us who fall somewhere in between. But I believe, as I mentioned a while ago, we've got to have somebody who has got the people first. You pay our salaries. We work for you. And you are who we have to answer to. And if we're not satisfactory to you all, then we're replaced, right? So we're here to serve. We're here to serve. It takes somebody that's got a heart to see the need to serve, somebody who's got the heart, who's willing to serve, and at whatever the cost. Thank you.
Thank you, candidate Kevin J. Cheney. At this time, we have Teddy Hunt come forward and select a question.
And we are live at the Estill County High School. We are here at the candidate forums.
How do you plan to help combat the overwhelming drug problem in our community if elected?
I've promised to work with other agencies through the community and the state. I've contacted state police and asked them some questions about what we could do if elected. The local law enforcement, I've talked with them, and hopefully we can come up with funding to help eliminate some of it. But it all falls back to funding. I plan on being an active sheriff, active in my community and out being seen. So whatever, once elected, I can come up with ideas and I'll work hard at it. Thanks.
Thank you, candidate Teddy Hunt. At this time, we'd ask Chris Flynn to come forward. How do you plan to help combat the overwhelming drug problem in our community if elected?
All right, first off, this goes back to training. I believe training is a big overlap in the whole sheriff's office in general. The constables, if they're going to run for these jobs, in my opinion, they need to be trained just as much as the officers, sheriff, and everybody. Those constables could go out and set up their own community watch programs and work with the citizens in their districts, because they're the eyes and ears. We got to have more people out there finding these problems, you know, identifying who's doing this, what's coming and going, and all that stuff. It starts with reconnaissance and surveillance. This is not going to be a 2 or 3 day job. This is going to take months and months of planning and finding what's going on, the patterns and all that stuff. You can't just go out and start knocking doors down and hoping and praying that there might be something in there that you can arrest this guy on. It's going to take a lot of work, and make sure that all your T's are crossed and all your I's are dotted, because when that door does go down, all that work that you did up to that point is done. Thank you.
Thank you, candidate Chris Flynn. At this time, we ask Terry Carroll to come forward to answer the same question. How do you plan to combat the overwhelming drug problem in our community if elected?
Work with the community to identify where and who the drug activity is coming from, and then work with the court systems to try to get a rehab program set up for these individuals. Usually a judge will assign them rehab if they want it, willing to take it, and probate part of their sentence on it. That being said, if you go to the rehab program, say it's 90 days, you go in 2-3 days and you decide you've had enough, when you come out, there's no probate in a sentence, and nor should there be. You finish your sentence out. The choice is up to you.
Thank you, candidate Terry Carroll. At this time, we ask Kevin J. Cheney to come forward and answer the same question. How do you plan to help combat the overwhelming drug problem in our community if elected?
Believe it or not, a lot of our criminals, they're pretty well intelligent. Risk versus reward. If you've heard that, then you probably understand what it means. If there's little risk and a great reward, there's nothing to deter it. I met with our circuit clerk a few days ago, and she told me that information would be provided to me where a lot of the criminal activity is occurring in our county. State law, the sheriff and deputies have to patrol the highways. That information will be critical for me to find what we call the hot spots in our county, and will be patrolled more often. We have to be more aggressive in the problems that we face here in our county. As I mentioned a while ago, if we don't make any changes, then nothing's going to change. And help those who want the help, but those who don't want help, we have to be aggressive. That's just the way it is. We've got to deal with what we're facing these days. Thank you.
Thank you, candidate Kevin J. Cheney. This time, we ask candidate Ken White to come forward and answer the same question. How do you plan to help combat the overwhelming drug problem in our community if elected?
We will begin battling the ongoing drug problem in the county by assigning a deputy as a drug enforcement deputy to investigate all drug tips we get. The entire Sheriff's Department, including the Sheriff, will work with all other departments to help eradicate the drug problem. With the right leadership, we can make this happen and work together. In doing this, we will decrease the number of other crimes, which includes burglaries and other thefts. We want to make it as difficult as possible for anyone, and I mean anyone, to get their hands on illegal drugs. We will set up a tip line and a website for information, because there's just some people out there who they don't want to be seen talking to the police, but they do have valuable information that we can use to help ease the problem. So hopefully with being anonymous, they'll give us more information. Thank you.
Thank you, candidate Ken White. At this time, we'll have Chris Flynn come forward and answer our final question. Why did you decide to file for Estill County Sheriff in 2018?
Well, I was born in the Sheriff's Office. February 23rd, 1986, my father took office. He took office about a month before I was born. But I had somebody the other day saying, Chris, I can remember when you were sitting there on the counters over there as I was paying my tax bills. This has been something, folks, that I've been planning to do. If I could have did it when I got out of high school, I probably would have did it. You know, everything, you know, people's like, well, Chris, why are you joining the Marine Corps? Why are you doing that? Well, I've always had a calling to serve people. And to get to my ultimate goal of being Estill County Sheriff, I had to start somewhere and prove to people that I could do anything that I put my mind to. And so I did that for 8 years. Thought about if I'd stayed four more, I was going to have to retire. Because once you're over the 10-year mark, you might as well get on to 20. But once I got married, had a family, I said it's time to move back home and put my training and everything that I'd learned to good use to where I could benefit the citizens and fellow residents of the county and try to move this county forward. Thank you all.
Thank you, candidate Chris Flynn. At this time, we'd ask Terry Carroll to come to the podium and answer the question, why did you decide to file for Estill County Sheriff in 2018?
As well, probably as most of us are going to say up here before the night's over, it's always been a lifelong dream of mine, too, to be the sheriff of Estill County. I can remember when I was a child as well, too, seeing the law enforcement and everything. I've just had a calling for it myself all my life. And a bigger reason, just to try to make a difference in my community. We've all got family members or friends or whatever that's been touched by one thing or another that may give us a little more reason for the calling. But the big thing, that's the only thing I've ever wanted to do in my life as well. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, candidate Terry Carroll. At this time, we invite Kevin J. Cheney to come to the podium, answer the question, why did you decide to file for Estill County Sheriff in 2018?
It's always been a passion of mine in law enforcement. I remember at an early age in my 20s, I really had my heart set on becoming a state police. And at that time, my young wife brought our firstborn son into the world, and I felt like the timing wasn't just right. Some people are made to be police officers, and some people are made to call the police officers. I feel like it's in my heart, and I've always felt a strong desire to be a sheriff here. I'm not trying to better myself. I'm wanting to better our county. I see a need that our county has, and my thoughts, my plans, I believe I can be that help. But if we do what we've always done, then we'll get what we've always got. That's how it is. And someone said, it's dangerous. You've got grandchildren. It's because of my grandchildren and yours is why I apply. Thank you.
Thank you, candidate Kevin J. Cheney. This time we ask Ken White to come to the podium and answer the question, why did you decide to file for Estill County Sheriff in 2018?
Well, law enforcement has always been in my blood. As you can probably tell, with over 25 years of experience on the street, I've stuck with it because I've actually enjoyed it, and I like taking care of the people in my jurisdiction. That's my main thing, is I actually care about people, and I actually want to help them. When they come to me, I want to be able to assist them in trying to take care of their problem. I've got two grandchildren that's growing up in this county, and I want to see them have a very safe future and be able to grow up and go to school and enjoy life without the fear of anything going wrong. And I want the same thing for your children. Just that it's always been in my blood. I grew up watching Andy Griffith, Chips, Adam 12. I think all you guys probably did too. And it's always been there, and it's a passion that I have, and I don't think I ever want to give that passion up. Thank you all.
Thank you, candidate Ken White. This time we ask Teddy Hunt to come forward and answer the same question. Why did you decide to run for sheriff in 2018?
I told my wife 10 years ago that I wanted to run for sheriff. We sat down, discussed it, decided we had three children in middle school and high school, hadn't graduated yet. If you're elected sheriff, I think every one of you can vouch that you're going to work a minimum of 60 hours a week, all hours of the day, night and day, probably 6 and 7 days a week. So we decided it was not time until we got our kids through school, and then we would pursue this. So 10 years ago, I decided I would do it, and that's the reason I'm doing it this year. Thanks.
Thank you, candidate Teddy Hunt. Once again, your candidates for sheriff are Ken White, Teddy Hunt, Chris Flynn, Terry Carroll, Kevin J. Cheney. And thank you to the candidates for participating in this evening's forum. Once again, we would like to thank our sponsors, the Estill County Public Library, represented by Kathy Watson. The Estill Action Group. Jeff Saylor and the Estill County Public Schools for allowing us to use the school facilities to host this forum. Thank you to Teresa Dawes for her assistance in preparing for and helping to coordinate the event. Please give a big round of applause to Chris Winkler and the high school staff for hosting us. We would also like to thank the following partners for publicizing and offering assistance with the event: Lisa Bicknell and the Citizens Voice and Times, Dolores Patrick and the Estill Tribune, Loretta McPherson with V99.3 1550 WERV, 100.7 The Coyote, Lindsay Rogers and Ethan Moore with Pickup Country 104.9.
Thank you, Angela Oldfield Osborne, for moderating our second forum. Thank you, Susan Hawkins, for serving as timekeeper. We appreciate that. Let's give one final round of applause to our candidates. And I would like to note that the questions that are thrown out to the candidates are generated by the public, and I invite you to stop at the box out in the lobby. And if you have questions that you'd like to submit for our future forums, please do so. And you can also do that by calling or emailing me at Estill County Public Library. Our next forum is, we're skipping next week, so our next forum is Thursday, April 12th. And at that forum, we will be introduced to the candidates for county clerk and for circuit clerk. Please make plans to come out and hear those candidates and hear what they have to say as well. Once again, thank you all of you for attending tonight, and thank you candidates for being willing to participate. At this time, I'd like to ask you to go ahead and gather your belongings as we prepare to leave the building. And once again, thank you very much. Good job.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the Estill County Political Forum for sheriff's candidates. Of course, we did hear previously last week the candidates for judge executive. We've got county clerk and circuit clerk coming up on April 12th. WSKB will be back here live and bringing you a live broadcast. Of course, don't forget, if you missed tonight's broadcast, don't panic. We will be re-airing tonight's broadcast next Wednesday at 1 p.m. during Come On Home for a special edition. Also, the Estill County Action Group, if you go to their Facebook page, it's Estill County Action Group. If you click on that page, there is this forum that's going to be posted video there on the page, as well as you can go to our website, WSKVFM.com, and click on the Estill County forums. You'll see it up on the top button there, and you can listen to past forums as well as download them. They are a podcast, so you can download them, take them with you, play them in your car, whatever's easiest for you. Again, we here at Pickup Country want you to be an informed voter. That's very vital and important to the future of our community. So again, make sure you're an informed voter. Don't just vote straight ticket. Don't just vote based on what you know, somebody tells you, but instead get to know the candidates for yourself. These forums are great for you to come out, not only to listen to the candidates, but to get to meet the candidates one-on-one, get to talk with them, and find out exactly what they stand for so that you can be an informed voter. Again, this is Ethan, live and local for Pickup Country 104.9. I'm going to go ahead and get ready and kick it back over to the studio. We appreciate, of course, Miss Caitlin Powell standing there on site and holding everything together today. And she'll be back with us. Hopefully, she'll be available on April 12th, helping us there at the studio. Thank you so much, Caitlin. And we'll kick it back now to regular broadcast. Thank you for joining us this evening.